Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What an honor. I can't thank you enough. You are, to me, just the most special teacher that has come into my life. I wanted to make this call to thank you. We've come a long, long
way together. 7:45 with Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita State working with a branch of the military. We'll get those details coming up from Bill Roy, editor at the Wichita Business Journal, in just a few minutes. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
Monday Night Football tonight here on KNSS, the Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Denver Broncos.
Two.
President Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, expected to surrender to authorities today in connection to the Russia probe.
One.
A woman found dead inside a pickup truck in South Wichita. Three big things with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
A couple of traffic accidents now eastbound on Kellogg. You're going to want to watch for these. The first one is at Edwards. It's a non-injury traffic accident. It's in the left lane, and then there's a traffic accident on further down. It happened in the center lane, and that's closer to I-135. Probably best just to avoid eastbound Kellogg at this time until this all gets cleared up. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Chad Chambers.
And that weather forecast today. Wind out of the north, cooler than yesterday, a high of 52. Mostly cloudy tonight with an overnight low down to 29. And then looking ahead for Halloween, a high tomorrow of only 42 degrees. Right now in Wichita, partly cloudy. We have a breeze out of the north, 48 degrees. Won't warm up much. Our high today is only 52, 48 right now. That's your weather forecast here on a Monday morning. We've all heard those questions, and most of us don't know the answers. But I know somebody that does know the answers. Dr. Knowledge. The new book is called The All-Time Book of Fascinating Facts, written by Charles Rich Bloom, Dr. Knowledge. Good morning, Dr. Knowledge. How are you today?
Good morning, Ted. Good to be with you.
All right. Now, this book is just filled with answers to questions that people always have or things we take for granted and say, and we don't really know the story behind them. So let's start talking about this. The one that jumped out of me almost immediately was, why do we call nachos nachos? I have no idea.
Well, there was actually a guy named Nacho. His real name was Ignacio, and he had a restaurant just across the border from Eagle Pass, Texas. He was in Mexico, and one night he was just ready to close when some tourists came in, about eight people, and he didn't want to lose the business, and he really didn't have much food left, so he very quickly concocted a nice dish from some of the leftovers he had, and the people really enjoyed it.
and thus the Nacho was born.
Yeah, and around town he was called Nacho.
Okay.
As I say, his real name was Ignacio. So that was named after a real person, and then that restaurant became famous for serving what were called nachos, and people came from far and wide, and of course it spread, and that gave us today's nachos.
The book is The All-Time Book of Fascinating Facts by Dr. Knowledge, Charles Rich Bloom. Of course, today is the 79th anniversary of the War of the Worlds broadcast by Orson Welles, and which has that Halloween connection with tomorrow coming up. And that's got a fascinating story and so many questions answered on that event as well.
It's amazing. It sounded like a real news broadcast. They said right away it was a dramatization, but as the show went on, people had forgotten that, and as new people tuned in, they heard these news reports that a spaceship had landed in central New Jersey, monsters were getting out with heat ray guns, killing everybody in sight, and panic gripped America.
Yep,
this was on a network radio show. There was no national TV in those days. This is 1938. It was on a network radio show, 8 o'clock in the evening, and panic spread across America. People jammed telephone lines. Hospitals were treating people for shock. People were wrapping wet towels around their face. People were going to churches. Police departments were deluged with calls. Panic spread across America, and they kept us up for an hour of how these monsters were not only landing now in New Jersey, but also in other parts of the country. And it sounded real, because they'd break for some music and then
more
news bulletins. And people tuned in, as I say, panic just spread everywhere.
Yep,
finally, at the end of the hour, Orson Welles came on and he said, nothing really happened. He said it was just a Halloween joke. Ha, ha, ha.
And that was 79 years ago on this night on Nationwide Radio.
By the way, they said at the beginning of the program that it was just a dramatization.
Yeah.
It wasn't true, but that was long forgotten
right.
as the show went on and new people tuned in.
The book is The All-Time Book of Fascinating Facts by Dr. Knowledge. Charles Richbloom joining us today. Another one, I got a little Kansas connection in here. How did the Wizard of Oz get that name? Why is the Wizard of Oz called Oz?
Well, the man who wrote it, Frank Baum, originally it was a book, it was a story before it was made into a movie, and he was writing the book and trying to figure out what he should call the wizard, and he took a break from his writing and was sort of gazing around his office trying to think what would be a good name for the wizard, and he had three filing cases across his office from him. One read A through H, the next one read I through N, and the last one read O through Z, his three filing cases. So he looked at that O through Z and said to himself, Oz, O-Z, Oz, that's not a bad name. And that's how the Wizard of Oz got its name.
This book is filled with hundreds of answers to questions like that. It's called The All-Time Book of Fascinating Facts. Dr. Knowledge, how long did it take you to compile all the answers to all these questions?
Well, Ted, only about 50 years. I've been collecting these kind of things for all this time. I was a journalist, had a syndicated newspaper column. I've been on the radio and wrote some other books and just decided to take all the best of all the stuff I had. It all started when I was a kid. I was an intern at a radio station in my hometown of Pittsburgh. And we didn't have computers in those days. We had teletypes, which brought the news in. And I was working on a July 4th weekend, and a story came over the teletype that three of the first five U.S. presidents all died on July 4th,
yep.
Which I thought, gee, that's an amazing fact. I never was taught that in school. So I wrote that down and saved it, and that really started my collecting things like that. And that is true, by the way. The second president, John Adams, the third president, Thomas Jefferson, both died on the same July 4th, unrelated causes. Adams was in Massachusetts, Jefferson in Virginia. They both died on July 4th, 1826. And then the fifth president, James Monroe, died on July 4th, 1831. You know, what are the odds that three of the first five presidents would all die on the same date? And of all the dates in the year, it was July 4th. So I just started collecting things like that. And then we have one of the favorite things in the book that a lot of people like, and especially now with the Kennedy reports coming out,
mm-hmm.
the tremendous, amazing, incredible coincidences between the assassinations of John Kennedy and Abraham Lincoln. There are just so many. We have a two whole pages
yeah.
in the book filled with all the coincidences of those two assassinations. So that's another story that I, you know, wanted to get in the book. And by the way, if I can just if people would like to get more details on the book, we have a website called knowledgeinanutshell.com. You can go there and read about the book, order it if you like. It's $19.95, and that includes the shipping and handling. That's the total. Just go to knowledgeinanutshell.com, or we have an 800 number, 1-800-NUTSHELL, 1-800-NUTSHELL.
It is a great book to have in your house, and it's just fascinating. Anytime you pick it up and flip through it, you won't be able to put it down. It's got so many great tidbits in it. It's Dr. Knowledge, Charles Richbloom, R-E-I-C-H-B-L-U-M. Look for it in the bookstore, too. The All-Time Book of Fascinating Facts. Thank you, Dr. Knowledge.
Great being with you and your listeners.
We appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Good stuff. It is 7:54 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Wichita State working with a branch of the military. Let's get those details from Bill Roy, editor at the Wichita Business Journal. Mr. Roy.
Hello, Ted. Yeah, Wichita State University working to speed new technology to the United States Army. WSU has signed a two-year, $1.9 million deal with the Army Aviation and Missile Research Development and Engineering Center. It'll create a new entity at the school to lead research and development collaborations. The goal is to get new aviation and missile technologies to the service faster. A Wichita woman's been sentenced for making bomb threats against a building at Textron. 43-year-old Vanelena Fanning pleaded guilty to two counts of aggravated criminal threat. She called in two threats on the same day last September, telling dispatchers that someone planned to enter the Cessna Prospect building over at K-42 in Hoover with a bomb in a backpack. Hoover says she called because she didn't like the way a supervisor was treating a coworker. And who are the highest-paid Kansas State employees? Well, the Business Journal got data from the state and put together a slideshow that lists the Kansas State employees who make the most money. The top 20 salaries range from a low of nearly $141,000 to a high of more than $288,000. That list available on the WBJ website. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
I started looking for your name on that list, but it's not the highest paid employees in Kansas.
Right.
The highest paid state employees.
Correct.
Yeah.
In Kansas.
We would have to look at a different list to find Mr. Bill Roy at the top of the list.
Absolutely. Right. And it wouldn't be at the top of the list anyway. So
maybe, not even, top earners at your address. You might not even make
That's exactly right.
might not even make the top three. So, you know.
Yep. I'm getting by.
Every day we just do what we can. Thank you Bill.
It.
We'll talk to you again 1 hour from now. Always good discussion with editor Bill Roy at the Wichita Business Journal. 7:56 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Tell you about a death in Wichita discovered yesterday morning. Those details.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.